Alrighty, everybody, welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Ferenczi, Variety MMO Gamer, and I'm joined by my brother, Subjective.
Hello again.
Welcome to the podcast. Again, if you're unfamiliar, we're just breaking down information, talking about things we'd love to see, and just kind of, you know, getting excited about Ashes of Creation, and that's what we're all about here. Of course, if you enjoy what we're doing, consider hitting that like button and subscribe to the channel if you want to see some future videos, and join the Discord as well for future conversations. We're going to start off again, kind of as we always do, just talking about, like, what have you been playing this week, Sub?
Overwatch 2 and a little bit of WoW.
Okay, nice.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, I've been Overwatch 2 as well, and also trying to play through Grand Theft Auto 5, because I actually never did a full playthrough of the single-player campaign, so I'm trying to get through it.
Gasp?
Yeah, I know.
Really? Is that actual true? I did not know that.
That is actually true.
Wow.
I have a bad habit, especially with longer games, like single-player games. At some point, I'll just get distracted, especially if they have multiplayer, and then I'll just get kind of lost in the sauce. And never played through it, so I'm gonna try to get that done before GTA 6 comes out on PC. So.
Oh, hey. Don't feel bad. I get the same way, and I never finished Skyrim, so.
Yeah, it took me a long time to finish Skyrim. I think it was like a couple years ago I finally played through it. So, yeah, nothing too crazy there on that front, but not a lot in the terms of weekly updates, actually. They had like an office hours, but beyond that, I don't think there was anything really super new. There's just some Twitter posts about some interesting things and discussions they were having. But that was kind of a quiet week. Maybe that means they're getting close to, I don't know, Alpha 2 release. Who knows? But that's how I like to think of it, optimistically.
But we're busy, yeah.
Right? That's how I like to think of it. And today we're kind of digging into crafting. So kind of June is kind of our month of, you know, talking about the economy and crafting and all the different stuff. Last week we talked about like an economy overview of the game, just kind of just what we would like to see from like a player-run economy, which is kind of what Ashes of Creation is aiming for. This week we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the crafting system, which I am super, super excited for. I love crafting. It goes PvP, and then after that, it's crafting. I love a good crafting system in an MMO, so that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited for Ashes, because it seems to have a pretty, pretty deep system. So we're going to dig into it a little bit today. I'm going to kind of go over it very briefly, just kind of touch on some of the main points of the crafting system, and then we can kind of talk about like what do we want out of a crafting system and what makes it good, so on and so forth. But so there's quite a few professions. I didn't actually count, but I'd say there's at least 15 plus. But really the important thing is you can only reach the highest level in the professions, the crafting, for two professions. So you can only max out two, essentially, which is kind of interesting. We talked a little bit last week about how like that can kind of, you know, create some interesting gameplay. So you can reach Grandmaster in two professions, Master in three professions, four in Journeyman, five in Apprentice, and a Novice. You can kind of be a novice in all professions. And there's some things that kind of go along with crafting in order to kind of advance potentially from maybe say, you know, Journeyman to Master. You kind of have to complete these like certifications, kind of like quests, I guess. And there's a bunch of different things that go on with it. One thing that I really loved in kind of doing some research here was they were talking about how Star Wars Galaxies was a major influence on the crafting systems. Again, I know you've probably heard me talk about that a lot, but I'm super excited for it. I think there's a lot, and we're going to kind of kick it off. Obviously you've played a lot of MMOs. I've played a lot of MMOs, but like, as kind of an overall thing, like what are you hoping for out of a crafting system from an MMO? You know, or maybe just any game in general. You know, obviously crafting is really popular in survival games as well, but like, what do you want out of a good crafting system?
Well, I'm just gonna, before I get into that, I'm gonna just tell you what the wiki says based on, these are good things from what I want out of it at the same time, so people listening will also know that I want this too. There will be no labor or energy system in Ashes of Creation.
Yay.
Definitely good. Don't want that.
Yeah.
there'll be localized gear, like maybe certain recipes drop in certain zones. I like that. Some people might not like that, but I do like that. Crafting stations, really cool. Modern WoW finally added crafting stations back. It was pretty cool. New World did crafting stations pretty well. I thought that was interesting. I like that because it's like, when you're working at a crafting station, you get to see everyone else who's also doing the same thing as you, so you can kind of see the same people and know who your competition or is, I guess. So I like that too. But I generally just I like being able, I just like deep crafting systems. Like most MMOs just have, or at least WoW has pretty bare bones. You go farm herb, you go farm ore, you go farm leather, you go farm cloth. That's about it. There's a couple mixed bags in there, but it's not really too complex these days. But like, I like going down to chop trees. Like, it just brings, I don't know, I just like that. I just feel like the more gatherable stuff, the more fun it is for me. I don't know why. I guess maybe because of my survival game roots. Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel. And it's like, like I said, you talked about, I guess you probably should tell me a little more about Star Wars Galaxies, but you have said some, but everything you've said to me about that crafting system kind of is like what I want from one. So yeah. Maybe you explain your point of view. Because I'm not, like, playing WoW so long, I'm not too honed in on crafting in terms of depth.
No, I definitely understand. That was one of the bigger things. Unfortunately, the things I love the most are in an MMO are PvP and crafting. And that was one of the reasons I never really stuck around long with WoW, because I just felt like those systems, they do a lot of other things really well, but those were just two systems that weren't really, like, fleshed out. But for me, like, I really, the biggest thing, if I had to like sum it up, is for crafting, like what I want out of a crafting system, especially in MMO, which is obviously, you know, large scale and there's a lot of progression, is I just want it to matter. And what I mean by that is, like, there's nothing like worse than like if you're an armor smith in an MMO, but like the armor you craft is really probably not going to be that valuable in the long term, because probably, you know, most of the gear that you can get from, like, you know, the newest dungeon or the highest raids or whatever is probably going to be way better than any potential gear that you could craft. Like, so to me, that, like, that's just immediately hamstrings, you know, a crafting system, is when, like, there's so much gear out there that, like, you can get that's just better, whether it's from a quest, whether it's from, you know, a raid, whether it's from, like, PvP rewards, whatever it is, like, that's just going to be better, like, that just immediately kills a crafting system for me. And it does seem like Ashes is pushing more towards, again, rather than like monsters dropping gear, you're probably going to be getting stuff that can be used to craft gear, which I think is really important. Like, that's a big deal for me with an MMO. And it's really something that I think is going to make Ashes special, along with a game like Star Wars Galaxies, because everything matters, right? If the best gear is player crafted, then crafters are going to be by far the one of the most important things in the game, because people want the best gear. So that's my hope, right? And that's kind of like my dream, is that there really will be, like, crafting is kind of like the end all be all for getting all your resources, all your needs. And also, and I'll kind of dig into a little bit, but like everything should matter, right? Not just like weapon crafting, armor smithing. You know, in Star Wars Galaxies, every crafting profession mattered, right? Whether you were an architect, well, that, guess what, that's how you get your houses, that's how you get your miners, that's how you collect power to put into your miners. And it's the same thing with like being a chef in Star Wars Galaxies. The food buffs were insane in that game. So like everything mattered. And I think that's more than anything, that's what I want from a crafting system in Ashes. Like everything should just matter. So that way no one is kind of left out and like to dry with whatever it is they craft.
Yeah, I feel like your take is exactly what I want, to pretty much the same. Like it's really hard to argue with all that at all. Like, I just, I don't know, maybe, I feel like maybe in original Vanilla WoW they did some of this stuff. It wasn't as deep as Ashes, obviously, but you had things where you would go into a certain dungeon and only certain mats would drop there, and maybe certain recipes would drop there, or a world boss would drop a certain recipe, which is cool, I like that. But, obviously it was still limited in the grand scope of things, because like I said, you didn't have, you know, tree cutting, lumber mills, you didn't have player housing, you didn't have player cities, you didn't have I would even say, you probably had a tenth the amount of stuff Ashes is probably going to have in the game, like, because Ashes not only has all that, but it has, like, ships and, like, all this crazy stuff. So, like I said, I just hope it all feeds into that, because, you know, I'm really interested, actually, I'd have to say the most interesting thing I'm interested in is to see how crafting interacts with PvP, at least for like sieges and stuff. Like, can you make higher quality siege equipment that does more damage, maybe? Can you, I don't know, craft ladders to scale a wall? I haven't looked too much into this, but maybe in the future they'll think about stuff like that. It's just interesting food for thought, I guess.
Yeah. And hopefully there's really just a niche for everybody. You know, that was the thing that, like, again, like, made Star Wars Galaxies so popular, was just the fact that there were so many things beyond just combat and stuff like that, where like crafting was just so instrumental to everyday life in the game. Like, it was honestly, like, without it, like, the game wouldn't function. Because, you know, like, in Star Wars Galaxies, your travel, right, if you wanted to get around the world, right, somebody had to make you a speeder, right? And there's obviously different tiers of speeders. Some were a little bit faster than others or more durable than others and things like that. So it was just like an essential part of life, you know. And I was like a master doctor, right, and I give up these amazing buffs, and like but I was still like immersed like in the crafting system, because all the stuff that to make those buffs came from basically mining like organics and chemicals and stuff like that, and having to kind of you know, kind of put those together. And, you know, Star Wars Galaxies was not perfect, right? There was certainly a level of like tedium, right, within the game. And one thing that I'm going to be kind of interested to see is there's an element of Star Wars Galaxies crafting, particularly the gathering, which was very automated. Right. Like, you basically, you know, you put down a miner, right, and it would just kind of accumulate, you know, the chemicals, the minerals, whatever. And, you know, it just kind of did its thing. The only thing you really had to do to the miner was you had to like pay like some fees to kind of keep it like maintained, or like maintenance or whatever, like maintenance fees. And then you had to pay, or you had to provide it power. So like maybe that meant putting down a like a solar panel, essentially, or a wind farming, and it could kind of generate power. And then you take the power and you put it into the crafter. And so like that was kind of like the only thing but it was mostly automated beyond that. And the actual crafting itself was extremely tedious. Fortunately, you could make macros, which did make it a whole lot better. But I think that's one thing I'm really hoping there's some level of improvement in Ashes of Creation, is hopefully there's not that like tedium where you're just kind of like endlessly grinding in order to kind of level up and stuff like that. Maybe it's a little bit more engaging or immersive. I know, like, for processing, so there's essentially three artisan profession types, right? There's gathering, processing, crafting. So a gathering is pretty straightforward. Like you mentioned last week, like maybe being a lumberjack and just cutting down trees, right? That makes sense. And then there's the processing part. Like maybe, you know, there's kind of like, you know, turn that into planks or whatever. So that's apparently most of the time in the game is going to take place during processing. My hope is just like, that's like kind of an automated thing. You know, this is something that's going to kind of add like some time, you know, if you're going to be spending a lot of time in crafting, hopefully to be in the processing, that's things are just kind of going on in the background while you're either, you know, taking the materials you already have that were outputted from crafting or processing and putting those into crafting, or maybe you're just going out and doing other things in the world, hopefully. But yeah, so it'll be kind of interesting to see how that all kind of interacts. But
yeah, I'm also interested in, like, I know this is like kind of not, well, it is related to craft, but I'm also interested in, like, if you're like in the city and you go up to like, say, the lumber mill or whatever, right, and you want to process your wood into planks, right? I hope there's like a really cool animation that shows it, because I love that kind of immersiveness to the game. Or if you're at a blacksmith, you see him hammering and there's like sparks flying and stuff. I know it's still related to crafting, but I like those little tiny details. They do a lot to just make the game feel more alive, you know, kind of like, I mean, if they're going all in with like all the clouds and weather stuff, hopefully they can do stuff like that, because I'd be really interested in seeing that in the game too.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that would be, yeah, it's all part of kind of like the immersion, just like that. And so the interesting thing too is for the highest levels, obviously processing is a big deal, like taking the materials, processing into something that can be used for the actual crafting. But the I'm curious how this will turn out, because so at the master and grandmaster levels of processing, so maybe this is like really high tier ores, or like, you know, trees or whatever you're kind of processing things into, those can only be done in freeholds, which are going to be pretty limited. So like kind of the highest level of processing, which assumingly leads into the highest level of like crafting items, is it's going to be limited by that fact. So I'm curious if that'll how that's going to work, or if people are going to, like, you know, open their freeholds to people that maybe aren't, you know, in their guilds or clans, so they can kind of get involved in that if they don't have access to a freehold.
Or maybe they could charge a fee
for, yeah,
how many times, or per use. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's certain ways they could do things. Another benefit of freeholds, which is, I think, pretty cool, but I guess we'll see how it plays out and how limited it is in the world. So, I don't know. Like, like I said, this is like one of those systems I really can't wait to get my hands on. Right, because there's a lot of cool things in it. And I guess, like I said, the closest thing for me to this system was New World, where you would like process stone and all this kind of stuff. You'd cut down trees. I'm more interested to see, right, how it actually progresses in the game. Like, you craft this, like, it looks like it's a skill bar.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like it goes up, like, points. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, this is all going to be subject to change before release. So, in Alpha 2, it may be different than what they have intended for release, or they may change it before release. But in WoW, it was pretty straightforward. You know, you'd craft an item that was, like, orange or yellow, you gain a point, you go up. Craft it again, and eventually would turn like gray, which would give you no skills, or green, which would have a slight chance of getting a skill up. So I'm interested to see how they do that, and the UI, I guess, will be pretty critical. There are a few UI screenshots, but like I said, the UI isn't done, so I would say this is not enough to really, you know, go on.
Yeah, some of them look pretty out of date compared to like some of the more recent like developer updates videos we've seen. Like, it doesn't really feel like it matches like what we've seen in some of the more recent UI stuff. So it may just be completely out of date. I don't know.
Yeah, and also the crossover between professions is like, like if you're an armor smith, obviously you're gonna probably need metal and ore, and right. But well, how much of like other materials will you need? Will you need like cloth for,
right?
Like, maybe will they go that route of that kind of depth? Like, you need cloth, even though it's like metal plate, but you know, you might want cloth on the inside of it. So I know I'm getting into the nitty gritty here.
No, it's good.
You might want cloth on the inside of it, so it, you know, it's comfortable to wear, and you're like, but it's a video game. I know, but I'm just saying, it's like crossover matters for a good crafting system, because that encourages interaction.
That's what
I'm trying to get at.
No, I definitely agree. No, that's a great example. Well, one, I actually just like that style of like crafting, where there's kind of like that element of realism. It's not like, oh, I'm making like a, you know, a sword and it's just purely made out of metal. No, there's probably like, you know, maybe leather for the hilt and things like that. So like that kind of level of realism, I think, is cool. But more importantly, like to the point you were kind of talking about, and something I wanted to dig into as well, was like, you know, this crafting, how reliant is this crafting system going to be on others, right? And that's a big deal. And it's something that I can understand the side of like people that are going to be like, you know, I just want to do my thing. I just want to focus on my crafting. Yeah, I want to be able to do what I need to do without having to like go to someone else's shop, or to, you know, get materials from somebody. I just wanted to be able to like handle it myself. But I love the idea of like a kind of a crafting system that is a reliant system. And one of the things that's kind of interesting as I was kind of doing research is, at least based on what we know, is you're pretty much essentially going to have to be reliant to reach the highest levels of the crafting system, right? We mentioned at the beginning that you can only reach a grandmaster, the highest skill in crafting, in two of the artisan professions, right? So because there is three essential categories to crafting professions, artisan professions, right? There's the gathering, processing, crafting. You can only get grandmaster in two of those, so you're going to have to be reliant on somebody else, right? So if you, let's just use the example of maybe you're a weaponsmith, right? You know, you can process metal, right? Turn it into like the, you know, the bars and things you need. And you can also obviously craft it, but you won't be able to reach the highest tier in gathering it. You won't be able to reach grandmaster. So even in just that, like, you're going to have to be reliant in that, you know, obviously if they make it so like it requires like other, you know, maybe it requires cloth for the hilt or leather or something like that. So you might be really reliant on people, because you can only kind of reach the highest level in two kind of categories of the crafting. But I like that personally. I think that's really cool. Like that example we gave last week, like maybe I'm going to be crafting ships, and to do that the highest level, like maybe I can do kind of like the lumber working, like making like the planks, and also like, you know, the crafting element. But you know, you might have to be like get Grandmaster and, you know, Lumberjacking, because I won't be able to get that.
Yeah, and I mean, even if, like, even if you can have other people to play with to do that synergy, it's fine, but also I think there's going to be lots of trading and ways to barter to get your way up the food chain, and there's going to be an auction house. Like I said, you're still going to have to rely on others, but again, I think there are ways where you don't have to technically talk to other people, if maybe with an auction house, if you want, you just buy it on there and stuff, and do your professions. I mean, a lot of people do that in WoW, which I'm okay with that too. But yeah. But it does sound like if you want the real good stuff, you're gonna have to figure out who those players are. Like I said, like I might put all the effort into chopping trees down, and I'm so good at it. Everyone on the server is like, I put enough effort and time into it, and I get up there high enough, one of the first few people to get up there high enough, and then people will be like, oh, I know that subjective guy, he can farm the best wood in the game. You know, they come to me, I farm it for them, and either we trade for it, or I sell it to them, which I think is cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I do as well. I think it's really cool to kind of like start establishing those kind of like social systems that are related to like the gameplay mechanic systems as well. They're really kind of, they just make it a lot more fun for me. And like, I think it can really cater to a lot of different play styles too. Like if you truly are somebody that just doesn't enjoy crafting that much, but you want to like, you know, if you're, maybe you're out in the world a lot, like, you know, just doing, you know, commissions or quests or whatever. So you're out about in the world, maybe you just take on, you know, you sort of aim to be Grandmaster in two of the gathering professions. Like maybe you're just out there gathering lumber and mining ore, and like you're just doing that kind of as like a little side hobby as you're kind of out and about, and you don't like the crafting. Well, you could probably make a lot of money just based off of that, like by trading your ore to somebody, you know, that's like a Grandmaster Smith or something, or, you know, trading your lumber to somebody who's like a, you know, into carpentry, right? So like that's something that's cool too, is like if you don't want to like fully, you know, dive into the crafting system, like the kind of the benefit of having a little bit more limitation is the fact that, you know, people are going to be, you know, reliant and needing whatever, you know, even just basic materials to kind of like provide, which I think is great.
Yeah, I just thought of a really good example of how it will kind of, like, when I played Vanilla WoW back in 2004 and 2005, I mean, I played it all the way until the first expansion. I played it all the way until now, so. But back then, I'm giving you an example. Back in Vanilla WoW, people would, the biggest fun and wonder back then was the sense of discovery. Like, when someone first found the Arcanite Reaper plan, it was a really good two-handed axe that you could craft, and the mats you needed to craft it were crazy. Right, but in the early days of Vanilla WoW, not a lot of people had that because a lot of people didn't know about the game. Now, obviously, that was 2004. A lot of things are different these days, but I'm hoping there's at least some sense of that sense of discovery in Ashes. It'd be cool to, you know, see people with very few of X item because we don't know about it, and then word spreads and like, eventually a lot of people start knowing about it. I kind of like that too.
No, I agree. I do hope that is kind of one of my hopes too, is that like the crafting system is, you know, in depth enough to kind of support that level of like, oh, like this is a really rare item that like got crafted, almost like, you know, like a raid, you know, it's like, oh, this drop is really, you know, difficult to get. And same idea, like in order to craft like maybe the highest tier kind of weapon, like, oh, this is really hard to do because you need either maybe like a lot of rare materials, or, you know, maybe, you know, because one of the things that's going to be in Ashes as well is like recipes will drop. So maybe it's just a rare drop for a recipe, which I'm totally cool with. They even mentioned like some recipes, like if they're super rare, might even have like charges to them. So maybe that also adds like a little bit of a limitation as well. So it's going to be cool. Like I like that idea as well, as I think that's important with crafting. So it's not just everybody's like, oh, like we figured out what the best sword is. Like now we just produce those in bulk because they're literally the best. And now there's really nothing, like no variety. So hopefully like recipe drops will kind of take the, you know, the substitution of maybe like a, you know, a rare like gear drop, like in a dungeon or something like that off a boss. Like that's my hope at least.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do mix it all around, and obviously if Ashes is going to be a super open player controlled economy, then all of those recipes will hopefully be tradable and sellable at the same time. This way, if a recipe drops in a raid that you probably don't, you don't like raid in, you can at least buy it, right?
Yeah, that, and that I believe is what I read as well. It does, so crafting is recipe based, and until you learn the recipe, it is tradable. Once you learn it, it's kind of done. You can't do anything else. You can't give it to somebody else. But up until that point, you can trade it. So maybe even if you're not a crafter, like you hopefully you can get some value by like selling it to somebody that, you know, can make use of it.
Yeah. So it's not a lose lose if you find a recipe that doesn't benefit you. You could probably sell it or trade it for one that does benefit you. Which again, another bonus of having a player run economy. And I like that. I hope the trade channel is active and people are trading and talking. And I'm just, like I said, we could talk about all these theories all day, but like I said, I would love to come back after Alpha 2 has been out for a bit and we actually got our hands on some of these systems and be like, oh, what did we like in Alpha 2 right now? And what do we dislike? And like I said, right now we're just like going off of based on what we know, and hopefully we'll be able to get our hands on it soon. So
yeah, and I hope they do another before Alpha 2 comes out. I know they're gonna like break down everything that's gonna be in Alpha 2 at some point, but I would love to see maybe a little bit deeper dive into some of the the crafting stuff, because again, it's been a while. This should have been quite a while, I think, since like the freeholds, which was part like you got to see some in-game stuff, part like presentation. So I really hope we get kind of a deep dive into maybe what's going to be available in Alpha 2. Like, will all professions be available? Will it just be some, you know, things like that will be kind of, for me, at least somebody who wants to really dig into the crafting, even in the Alpha 2, to kind of, you know, have fun, experience things.
Aren't they supposed to post a big post about everything that's going to be there from
launch
Alpha 2? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got confused. And then I think they will continually they'll add stuff and they'll probably be like, oh, patch is coming with more. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know really much more to say about crafting in general, because it's just one of those things it all sounds good on paper. I gotta see it in play.
Yeah, like I said, I think the scariest thing to me is just like, I hope they don't like go half in, you know what I mean? Because it can be like, having a fully run player economy can be pretty scary, because you know, it can break down. Like maybe there's just like a certain profession that's just not fun and nobody does it. And then, okay, now we're without that commodity. Right. But
yeah.
So it can be scary to have like a fully run player economy, but I think it is really rewarding. And so I just hope they don't go half in. Like Arc Age was one of those games that had like a really cool crafting system. There was things that we didn't like, which you mentioned earlier, that's not in Ashes, like having like an energy system. So you kind of get blocked by like your energy or I think it was called labor points. It was awful.
I hated that.
Yeah, it was really bad. It's like an MMO or like a mobile game in an MMO.
It was pay to win, really, because you could buy potions to fill it back up. Yep. So I'm glad Ashes doesn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not great, but I just hope, you know, even though like there was that kind of crappy element, but it was still cool because there was like, again, everybody was kind of reliant on each other. Like I remember we were making a ship and it was like, oh, we need cloth for the sails or wool for the sails. So we need, you know, to get that. And then we need to get all this wood and metal, blah, blah, blah. But I just hope they don't go half in. Like Arc Age was one of those games too, where like, you know, you could craft this really good gear, but if you wanted the best gear, you had to do like these crazy dailies for like 3 to 4 hours every day to get it. And so it just, you know, it sucked, because like it was like, well, what's the point of being an armor smith if, you know, or weapon smith if my, like, you know, these kind of dailies will just outrank it eventually, you know, when people kind of sink the time in. So I just hope we don't get that.
It doesn't sound like they're going that direction, but again, I guess that's what alphas are for, right? If the crafting system's not satisfying enough, you know, they'll, you know, keep improving it through the alpha. And like I said, they're really good at taking feedback. So I'm not too worried about it initially. I mean, in Alpha 2, it may be kind of half-baked because
may not be fully implemented.
Yeah, it's alpha, right? But hopefully by beta, I'm expecting Alpha 2 to last pretty long. So hopefully by beta, it'll be a lot more clean up and they'll have, you know, a proper UI and just, you know, a more thought out system. And like I said, they take feedback to heart. So hopefully, like I said, we'll give them feedback, other people give them feedback, and hopefully we can make it Star Wars Galaxies 2.0 crafted, because that would be sick.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Like, I've even gone back and played, they have like Star Wars Galaxies like emulator. I've gone back just to kind of play with the crafting, even in recent memory. So it's just kind of one of those things that is really fun. But obviously, I have a question like for you. Like, obviously, we've also played a lot of survival games. Crafting can be a big element in that. Like, is there like a survival game or just MMO or whatever, a game that really sticks out to you that has like a really good crafting system? Like, and why was it so good? And I can start if you need a minute to think, but.
Yeah, you start. I need a minute to think.
I'm going to go with maybe not anymore, because it's been out for a long time. It's been updated for a long time. But Minecraft had a really enjoyable crafting system for me, because there's several reasons. One, because it was always, I love games, and even Ark to some lesser extent. Like, I love games where you can like go out, mine resources, and relatively quickly turn those into things that you can actually tangibly use and take advantage of. You know what I mean? Like, you'd go digging in your mines in Minecraft, and boom, you get some diamonds. Okay, I got a diamond sword, I got a diamond armor. You know, like things like that are tangibly useful and like immediately impactful. So I love that in a crafting system, and also kind of like the simple like 3x3 little like. I don't know if you call it a mini game, but just like kind of building the item out with like the materials from your inventory. Like, I don't know. I always found that to be like really satisfying, even though it was just kind of like this small little thing. But to me, like in Minecraft, that was really, really enjoyable too. Kind of having that experience and getting items and kind of turning it into stuff immediately.
Yeah. I'll agree with you on Minecraft. I think Minecraft did things a little differently. It was more like the sense of discovery. You know, you would spend time digging, looking for diamond. That was probably the most fun part for me, the RNG-ness of it.
Mm-hmm.
The crafting was simple. You know, like, you kind of like put things in a certain order in a 3x3 block, and you know, you craft a sword if you knew the pattern or the correct thing to put it in, right? I'm gonna have to say 7 Days to Die for me is pretty crazy, because I know, like, comparing this to Ashes is hard, because I feel like these games, I don't feel like Ashes will get to that level, because you can't really like dig in the world. Like, in 7 Days to Die, you can like spend hundreds of hours just looting an RNG generated world or digging under the world and, you know, looting every shelf and finding like recipes or random things. I thought that game, the fun part of that game is you just, you know, you go into a house, there's zombies there, but you can loot like every refrigerator, almost every cupboard. You can loot a lot of stuff in the game, and it's all RNG. Maybe they could add some of that kind of flavor to Ashes, but like, I guess they could, like, if you chop a tree, maybe you have a percentage chance of getting something cool. But like I said, it's hard to compare survival games to an MMO, because they're kind of in a different ballpark. When I'm comparing like 7 Days to Die as like one of my favorite crafting systems to like Ashes, I don't, like I said, you can't go around and loot all the buildings, like stealth around and stuff, but it was a cool little function and system in the game. But yeah, I think a little bit, I don't like super amounts of RNG when it comes to crafting, but I do like RNG in terms of discovery, right? Like,
yeah,
someone kills a random mob and this really rare recipe drops, you know, it hopefully doesn't get data mined, lol 2020-44 in a nutshell. But and then, you know, the word spreads like wildfire, we're in the Ashes Discord, and then someone posts it, and, you know, that, see, to me, that kind of stuff is really cool, the sense of discovery. I guess that's why I like 7 Days to Die, because I could just, technically, I could just, you know, go loot in a house, come out, go to the next house and loot. It may sound repetitive, but for some reason I just like it. The RNG-ness of it is fun to me. So hopefully they add a little bit of RNG-ness to the gathering side of things. Not too crazy, but enough to make it interesting.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. 7 Days actually, yeah, 7 Days had a really good, I thought like 7 Days progression system too, because there's just like a lot of items is really good. You know, the sense of like you start off with like, I don't know, you build like a bicycle for travel, and then eventually you can build cars, you know, and things like that. I thought that maybe there was mods, I don't remember, but definitely
no, it's really, in the base game.
Okay, yeah, definitely a really good progression system through, like, is I think really cool too. Like, and I think there's going to be some elements of that for Ashes. Like, I know, like, maybe more similar to Minecraft. Like, I remember reading like the gathering tools can like get better and better, like, so that can make a difference. But I definitely get like the gathering side of things, like being more RNG versus like, you know, the crafting side, like, you know, random, like, you know, 1% chance that this turns into a mega sword or like, you know, whatever. Like, I would rather see that on like the gathering side, which I think is a little bit easier, right? Rather than just kind of like having to process all the materials and then hope for the crafting, like something magical happens. Like maybe it's, I'm trying to think of a game too. There's a game too where like you mine resources and like there's a, you know, small chance, like when you're mining like a resource node, that you get like a, you know, a super like rare piece of, you know, iron ore that can obviously be used for, you know, better things, I guess, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'd rather see it on that side versus just like the RNG of, you know, crafting and putting everything into it and then hoping like you get like a percentage chance as well.
Or if they have interest in stats, like Modern WoW does this now where like you can level up a certain stat. I think it's called perception, and you have a chance when looting just any, like if you're mining ore or an herb.
Yeah.
And you can get these stats on the crafting gear because WoW has it now. Like you have a chance of finding something rare, or you can, you know, you have a deafness, I believe, which lets you harvest faster. And then there's one where you can find extra of said ore, like you finesse. Like if you hit a mine, you'll get an X amount of ore, but if you proc your finesse, you have a percentage chance of getting a good chunk more and stuff like that. That kind of stuff would be kind of cool too.
Yeah, also a shout out to it's a very interesting crafting system, but Escape from Tarkov kind of has an interesting crafting system, because obviously in Tarkov you're mainly in game, you're looting things and such, but like the crafting system is it's a lot more background, like it's in the background, like you're obviously you're looting things, and so that's a little bit more active like when you're in the game. But like when you take those materials, you like, I put them on my workbench and I'm crafting ammo now, and then I've got building stuff for a quest, like, so there's kind of like it's more of like a background thing, but I kind of find it kind of enjoyable because you kind of have to like progress your hideout. I'm hoping like the freeholds would kind of be maybe similar to that, like this idea that like, you know, you start off and things are challenging and you're more limited, but then as you kind of progress that, you know, in this case the hideout, and hopefully in Ashes maybe it's like the freehold, like it gets easier and easier, right? You get more and more benefits from it by having to put in less time and effort, so hopefully like that would be really cool as kind of a thing too, because I think you are going to be able to actually like progress your freeholds as well as you start making decisions of like what you want to construct on your freeholds. So that would be kind of cool too, like kind of that progression system within that other elements of the kind of crafting system, which freeholds obviously are a big deal.
Yeah, that would be cool too. But again, I guess I feel like as much as we talk about these crafting systems and how cool they are in these games, like some of them would kind of be hard to implement in an MMO. Like you said, like Minecraft, you dig in under the world. I mean, Ash isn't really designed around that, but I think they could do something like that with the, you know, with just, you know, you go out there and chop a lot of trees, you might find something rare. And I mean, there's ways to do it, but not on the same, you know, scale, I guess, as Minecraft or 7 Days to Die. It's just
right.
More of like MMO oriented. But yeah, I mean, I love seeing bars go up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
No, I love progression is so big, like the sense of progression. And I think especially in the crafting system is going to be really key, is, you know, because I think by the grandmaster, the two grandmaster professions, like I think they said you're going to be able to fully max out the kind of like skill trees related to those. And the more challenging thing will be like with the other skills that you can't get, you know, grandmaster, you know, you're going to have to kind of pick and choose like what you want to kind of go into. So, you know, that'll probably, again, hopefully add a little bit of more progression too. But yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait. I don't know if I'll be the weird one in Alpha 2, depending on like what's in, but I really want to test out all the crafting, and hopefully maybe me and you can really dig into that and see like what we can actually do and kind of get into with the Alpha 2.
Yeah, I would love, like I said, every podcast we've done so far, like I said, I want to do follow-ups after we play some Alpha 2 and actually do what, like this podcast we're doing right now, we're talking about crafting. Like, I want to like mess with the system a bit and then maybe do like a follow-up about, obviously there's gonna be a million videos on it, but just, go back and compare what we said to what's in the game at the time and what we think they can improve at the same time.
No, definitely. I'm definitely pretty excited for that. Is there anything else you wanted to kind of dig into for crafting or?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I do want to, I would like them to put out another developer update on it, but I feel like we're getting so close to Alpha 2 here that we know it's not coming at the end of June,
Right.
unless they do it in July or August and Alpha 2's not out yet. Or they delay Alpha 2, it's gonna be hard to see what they do. I mean, they could do one, but yeah, I guess we'll wait and see, right?
Give Alpha July 1st, please.
Yeah, I think they would have posted the article by now if it was
No,
July 1st.
I know.
I don't think it's going to be, but
I'm dreaming, okay? Let me have it.
I'll let you, hey, it's not against the law to dream
plus,
yet.
plus a lot of games coming out, I think after July, so.
A lot of people gotta realize there's a lot of big expansion launches for MMOs. You got Final Fantasy 14 coming up here in a few weeks, then WoW, they just announced their expansion launch date. So
Yeah.
it's
And
crowded.
yeah, so that will be interesting to see how they want to. I mean, obviously, I don't know if there's going to be a ton of carryover or not, but I mean, there probably will. But I think MMO players, we've seen MMOs, like, anytime there's a new one and there's maybe a little bit of interest in it, like, or there's some hype behind it, like, it will bring a lot of people in, like, New World had that happen, like, where like 1 billion people came in early because it was like, ah, a new MMO, maybe there's some cool things going on here, even if it doesn't necessarily say that way. But I guess
We
we'll see.
forgot about one launching soon, and that's PAX Day. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
it doesn't int I mean, I guess I'm gonna say it interests me a little bit, but I don't know too much about it, and I'm not sure if it's one of those MMOs where it is supposed to be more like ARC, I guess, and it might have like base rating when you're not online. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I have to look more into it, but it'll be interesting to see how that game does. Because
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the most comparable MMO to Ashes. I wouldn't say it's the same, but I would say it's probably the most comparable coming out between, at least for now.
Yeah. No
But I
doubt.
guess we'll see. I don't know when it launches. I think next week, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure. Because I have seen some videos on it, and I'm like, oh, that maybe could be interesting based on, like, crafting economy and stuff like that. So I guess we'll see.
Oh, it does. It launches in 3 days from when we recorded this podcast, so June 18th.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I'll definitely be watching, streams and videos, and hope maybe that'll be something to play around in if it looks good. But yeah. I think we'll wrap things up here. Obviously, I'm very very excited for the crafting system. I know it's so hopefully you could feel that. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Alpha 2 too. Hopefully not too far away. Fingers crossed. Yeah, so we'll kind of wrap things up here. Obviously, I don't know. We're kind of in the crafting economic theme for June. Obviously, the final week for June will be planned because we're going to kind of react to the dev update. I don't know. I was thinking maybe like doing something related to freeholds. We haven't really dug into that too much, and it's obviously a massive part of kind of like the crafting, the economy system, and kind of digging into that. Maybe we could do a deep dive on that. But I guess we'll kind of see. We'll play it by ear. So I don't know what to expect exactly for next week, but we'll figure it out. Obviously, if you're watching on slash listening on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you want us to dig into certain things, please let us know. We have done that before, so we'd be more than happy to kind of see what you're all interested in and kind of, do some podcasts based on that. Join our Discord as well. The description is certainly below. Or the link is in the description below. Leave us a review on the podcast service of choice. And again, if you have any questions, again, join Discord, ask us. But yeah, that's all. That's it for this week. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.